All right, as we've been promising for a few weeks and all morning long, Justin Bullio would be joining us from JTB Towing and Recovery, brought to you by Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. It's the monthly business spotlight. How
good
you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You've been listening to this radio station a long time.
I have.
Pretty much all your life, have you?
Absolutely. Grew up in this area in Newbury, Vermont, right. My entire life.
Yeah.
Really enjoy it around here. Enjoy the change of the seasons. And
definitely.
You know, met a lot of great people over the years, and it's just a neat, small community. You go anywhere, you know everybody, and it's a good thing.
It is, yeah. We meet you on the road all the time. Seems like I'm always waving to you, Justin.
Yeah, it has. The business has done good. It's real busy, and we've got a lot of local support that makes that possible.
Yeah, I think I missed you a couple times recently because I think you have a new truck.
Yes, we do. We got a newer flatbed. It's a little heavier duty than some of the other ones we got, so it's going to give us a little more capability to be able to move some heavier tractors, and some of the vehicles are getting heavier.
Really?
So that should be kind of added service to the area.
Yeah. So you'll do like private towing for somebody too. If they need to move a tractor from point A to point B, you can do stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we do a lot of, yesterday, for example, we had a trailer that broke down. We were able to tow that.
Yeah.
A forklift, pretty much all kinds of different stuff. If it's got wheels, depending on the weight, give us a call.
Give them a call. Okay. So actually, let's find out what services that your business actually provides, a few of those things then.
Yeah, I guess sort of a list of services. We do towing, recovery. We actually, this morning, a car went off a driveway at 4 in the morning, and we were able to pull that back on the driveway and get the motorist back going. Junk vehicle recycling, purchase scrap vehicles, they do have some value to them. They get recycled properly, kind of gets it out of your, make you some money and not be an eyesore in the yard. Minor road service, we've done tire changes, tire replacement, different stuff like that can keep someone going and prevent them from a long tow. Lockouts, when people lock their keys in their car, that's pretty common and happens, and we're able to come get you back in your vehicle. Also offer jump starts, a cold day, the battery, or if you left your lights on, the battery's dead, we can come get your vehicle started so you're back going.
And a lot of that's going to be a lot different now versus the older vehicles with the technology nowadays and all the onboard computers and getting into vehicles. There's got to be a trick to that trade of getting into a vehicle when they're locked out.
It is. Some stuff has gotten, is still the basics. Some's gotten harder.
Really?
And it surprises me as much as we do. They promote this OnStar and all that where you can get in your car. But, I bet you we're doing an unlock at least 5 times a week. It still happens a lot. And it does. It is amazing with the technology. You'd think there'd be a way that you couldn't lock your keys in the car. But so far they haven't completely perfected that on everything. So it's still a viable service.
Just is kind of off the beat path a little bit, but do you work with other people that also in this type of business?
Yes. Got a lot of friends, and we try to work closely with, they maybe be seen as competitors, but we work closely with them.
Sure.
And I encourage anybody. I like meeting people. I like to do everything we can to help anybody. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a something you need move, something you may not think that we would do, give me a call. If I can't do it, I'm sure I can help you find somebody, even if it be in a different area, that will do a good job for you and we trust and would try to connect you with that.
Yeah, go to the source, talk with Justin, that's for sure. You've started your business when? Years in operation, how many now?
It's on our 14th year, March of 07. Is when I started the business. How I got into it, I worked, went through college and did an internship at H.O. Taylor Chevrolet, which is now Wells River Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
They had a flatbed, and before that, when I was in high school, I worked on a farm and drove a farm truck a lot. So kind of into driving trucks and saw that flatbed there and had a lot of interest in it and really enjoyed doing it. And then I decided to go on my own. Brian Newton, who works at Wells River Chevrolet currently, he worked there at the time. He also ran the flatbed, and he did a lot of helping train me with that.
Yeah.
And I got to thank him. He still does some... He's on call for me some nights and weekends and helps out a lot. He's a great local face in the community. Also need to thank, mostly it's just myself, but it's a family affair. My parents are both retired. My dad will step in the truck, does a lot behind the scenes at the shop. My mother helps with a lot of the paperwork. And I also need to thank Bob Roden, who owns Robco. He's my uncle. And we get him to do some be on call, and sometimes he's flexible and can leave during the days for emergencies. Mm. He worked where the Wells River Savings Bank is now, used to be a Gulf station,
right.
And he ran records for them
right.
in high school when he was just out of high school. So he had a lot of experience, and he also was a huge support and help when I got started.
Yeah, difference between, you just mentioned wreckers and flatbeds now, because most of it's flatbeds versus wreckers, but you do have a wrecker with a hook, right?
We do. You know, it's the right tool for the right job.
I'll
you
bet.
Can't beat. You know, it used to be wreckers, you have half the car on the road still and half on the wrecker.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, a lot of all-wheel drive vehicles, you can't do that because all four wheels need to be turning at once.
Oh, really?
So that's why the flatbeds have kind of taken over in a sense, but something way down over the bank or off a road, the flatbed just won't
get there.
So the wrecker is more for recovery standpoint, and there are still certain cars that can be towed with
yep.
that type of
yeah.
unit.
So with your wrecker in particular, off kind of a weird question probably, but how long is your cable? How far can you reach
it's
down?
It's a 100-foot cable.
Really?
Wow. But we've had it all the way out and hitched chains to that. We've been further than that.
We're
going to
fetch
stuff.
It one way or the other, right?
One way or another, we will get it.
All right, so towing and recovery services. Let's go down that list just a little bit then.
Yeah, one thing I want to mention, we are on the local police rotations for both Vermont State Police and Haverhill Police Department. They all have a turn, so it gives all the local people a chance to at the calls. You are, as a customer, able to request a wrecker service. So if you break down, if you're in an accident, if your vehicle's impounded for whatever reason, they will ask you who you want to have tow it. And we would be happy to do that if you want to request us.
Mm-hmm.
Most cases, they need to offer that unless it... You know, the cars in the middle of the road, they may turn to the point they need who can respond the quickest. Another thing we do at our storage lot where we run out of, we're able to store a vehicle. So if you're involved in an accident, rather than bring it back to your house, have the eyesore in your yard, it can come to our shop.
Okay.
This way, a lot of insurance companies will come there. They'll adjust the vehicle. You're right where the flatbed is to bring it to the next step, whether it be a body shop. Also, wrecked vehicles that aren't repairable and are totaled, there's like insurance company will come pick them up. They're able to come in our yard. There's plenty of room to maneuver and get the car.
Really?
In another situation, if you've got a breakdown and, well, maybe everything's closed and I want to call to find out who's going to be able to work on the vehicle the soonest and don't know where it's going to go the next day, we can keep it at our shop and then get it there.
There's a lot to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. So in regards to towing, do you have like a footprint you stay within, or there's your local and your distance type stuff?
General rule of thumb, it seems like a 100-mile radius is... works the best. I've been to Connecticut, I've been to Maine, I've been to Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of times if you go much further than 100 miles, the efficiency's gone because you're paying a truck that's empty for half the ride, where that's another thing we could help coordinate with. A lot of the distance stuff, there's companies out there that'll haul four or five cars one way and four or five cars back one way, so it makes it more affordable. But I have had a case, you know, there was like a family heirloom of a car in New York once, and they wanted it on one truck and wanted it, and we scheduled it in. It was like a 12-hour a day between down and back, and the folks were happy that we were able to get that for them.
Are you involved with any motor clubs, and how does the insurance kind of weigh into this? I know you kind of mentioned insurance, but not a lot of detail on that yet.
A lot. Motor clubs, some will ask where you can throw our name out, and they'll contact us and pay us with a credit card. If you're in an accident, you have insurance, they'll deal direct with us to pay us for the service. And as I explained, they will come right to our shop to adjust the damage and set stuff up.
Yeah. I know earlier, too, we talked about junk vehicles, recycling, and that type of stuff. So if somebody's got a vehicle or two they want to get rid of, do they have to have title in hand, or is that...
Vermont's technically, if the car is 15 years old, you're supposed to have a title. Is if it's over 15 years old, you can write me a bill of sale. Is the legal standpoint on the law. Right now is a great time, in my opinion, to get rid of vehicles if you have them. Winter's coming, and if you're in your driveway or an apartment building, you know, they're in the way of plowing snow. A lot of times, also the market right now is very good on that stuff.
So how's the price on that determined? So if I've got a vehicle that I need taken away, how's the price determined?
It used to be more cut and dry. Now, you know, there's some different factors. A, depends on the size of the vehicle, the weight of the vehicle, the location, how far we have to go to pick it up. Some stuff, you know, is obviously better if you got a car that's fresh off the road, all the wheels still turn, compared to something that's been in your back pasture and we got to drive out there and get that sat there for the last 15 years. So pretty much anything, I'd say, call for pricing. You'll also have a case where somebody may have a car and they took the motor and transmission out to fix another car, so there's not as much value there, but we still offer money and we still pick them up.
You know, we're car guys. You're a car guy to a certain degree, I know, and tractors, right?
Yes.
You know, we've read stories about barn finds. So you ever had a situation where somebody wanted to get rid of a car, but you say, oh, we can't do that. That's like a barn find?
Yeah, I have had some
pretty... Any stories you can share there?
Trying to think. This week we sold the car that I got. It was a 1962 Corvair.
All right.
And it was sort of an odd car to come across. I was glad that was one we marketed and sold, more for the fact, rather than see it go to the scrapyard and get recycled, it'd be nice to see that such an antique car be back on the road, or someone use parts to keep another one.
Yeah, but either way.
Have seen some neat stories and neat barn finds with just cars that people have hired us to move. You know, you're just amazing the story. Yeah. The car was in the basement for the last 30 years. Yeah. And, you know, some they go somewhere for restoration. And it's just neat the stories that come along with it.
Yeah, you wouldn't think there still would be barn finds, but still continue to hear stories.
It's amazing.
They continue to show up, don't they?
They do.
Justin Bullio is with us. He's the owner of JTB Towing and Recovering. And I assume those are your initials.
Yes.
So what's your middle name?
Thomas.
Okay. And the J works really well for your logo, doesn't it?
Yes. It's kind of a J-hook, they call it. It's what you use to hitch onto cars when you tow them.
You must have some funky hours sometimes.
We are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
To get in touch with us, our phone number is 802-429-2182. That rings at my cell phone all the time. Unfortunately, of course, there's times you're out of service, so we do have a pager, and that number is 802-240-2182. You will be prompted to enter your 10-digit callback number, and we will call you back and see what the emergency situation is and hopefully be able to come help you out.
Yeah, you talk about emergency situation. We're talking about barn finds. You know, that's good stuff. But the other thing is, I'm sure you probably see some horrendous accidents too. You probably see some bad stuff.
We have, yes. And it is amazing the safety some of the new cars have, which is a great thing. You know, my word of advice coming into winter, I'd rather not see anybody in an accident is get winter tires.
Mm.
All seasons are not winter tires. Half worn out winter tires are not winter tires. Get good winter tires and get your vehicle ready for winter.
Yeah.
I would like to give a shout out to all the... We've got one thing with this area, just sense of community, and there's just some great, great auto repair shops, auto body shops, you know, local people, small mom and pop ran businesses.
Yeah.
And I just encourage pretty much anywhere anybody goes, you'll be well taken care of. You meet some nice people, and they'll make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter conditions.
Yeah, that's important stuff. I know we talk, you know, with a lot of the different dealers periodically, and we're always talking about winter tires this time of the year. And some of them, depending on the size, may be hard to get. So you might want to get on that sooner than later.
I would say act, you know, as quickly as possible. You know, hearing, kind of seeing in the area, there is a shortage of some different goods and stuff that is manufactured. So you'd hate to be caught short on being able to get your tires.
You know, we don't need to mention any manufacturers, but you see a lot of good and bad in vehicles. So what would you like to see made better in vehicles without mentioning any manufacturers?
Everything's kind of got its quirks. Some
Does
are
it?
Better than, you know, even with an unlock. Something will be real hard and something will be real easy. And the newer cars, just they can't say enough about the safety features in them. And wear your seatbelt. That's another great device that's put in a vehicle that I think helps a lot of people out that are in accidents.
What's your thought about airbags?
Yes. Yeah. They're a good thing. And even new cars, they're getting ones on the side, ones in the seat, and just everything to make the occupants more safe.
Yeah, we have a 1982 Mustang, and it doesn't have any of that stuff in it. And back in the day when, you know, when we drove one like that, we thought it had all the amenities, you know, but it's nothing compared to the new vehicles.
It's amazing how things evolve, and I'd still be curious 40, 50 years from now what they've come down the pipe and what changes between now and then.
Justin, let's talk about COVID just a little bit. We chatted a little bit before we actually went live this morning, and it's amazing how it's affected your business and some of the things that you've seen come from that in the last year and a half or so.
My personal feeling, I think it's a lot busier around here.
Yeah.
And I noticed when I started this business, everybody says, oh, the winter's going to come, and you're just going to be so busy, but you'll be bored in the summer. And the summer is almost busier. It's busier than the winter, hands down. I never realized how many seasonal places are around here, and some of the out-of-towners that come up here. And I think since COVID, there's a lot more that can work remotely, and they're up around this area, and they're actually giving a lot more to the local economy around here, as far as which I feel is great for everybody in these small businesses.
Yeah. So what do you get called out to do the most with your business?
Mostly is transports on towing, but probably half my business is scrap vehicles. But yesterday we had a trailer that broke down, we towed. We had a forklift we towed. We did an unlock. This morning we did a recovery that was off the road. So it's pretty much... There's a lot of everything, you know, that keeps coming down the pipe.
So are you regulated in any way? You operate in both states, Vermont and New Hampshire. You said you went to New York. When you start going across state lines, does that change the dynamics for you in any way?
It doesn't seem to. We've had, you know, USDOT numbers.
Yeah.
There's an MC number, different things that we needed to get to run the different states, but we wanted to make sure we had it all so we can go where anyone needs us to go.
Yeah, well, good for you. Wow. It's a great service. Like I said, it seems like when we're on the road, I'm on the road a lot, it seems like. I'm always waving to you. You put on a few miles in the course of a year, I'm sure, Justin.
Yeah, we do, and I like to stay as local as I can and just help out local people, and It's a lot of fun.
I want to remind our listeners again that this is the Business Spotlight brought to you by Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank. We do it the third Friday of the month. And we've been the last few minutes chatting with Justin Bullio from JTB Towing and Recovery. Of course, he is the owner. I want to remind you next month on Friday morning, November 18th, we'll be talking with Chapman's Place, LLC in Fairleigh. We always allow our guests to give us their final comments, anything they want to say about their business, their community, or anything, Justin.
I guess a few things. I want to give a special shout-out to Erica Clustro and the whole crew at Wells River Savings Bank for letting me do this. It's an honor to be chosen for this. I'd like anybody that is interested banking Wells River Savings from... treat everybody equal, in my opinion, from someone that has a large corporation to a student in elementary school that's wanting to start their first passbook savings account, as I did with that bank in fourth or fifth grade. Yeah. And we'd walk over from the school to the bank right in the town of Newbury. And
right.
It's just what they do for this community and the people they have working there are amazing. Anybody that is interested in anything banking, from a loan to a savings account to financial advice, that's the place to go. I'd recommend them through and through. Also, anybody that needs our services or wants to inquire, please give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Our phone number again is 802-429-2182, and the pager number is 802-240-2182.
A lot of great information.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure I'll be waving to you on the road. We'll invite our listeners to look for your logo on the side of your truck with the hook, JTB Towing and Recovery.
Yeah.
And start waving to you, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. A lot of great information again, and we appreciate your time this morning, Justin.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good day. Justin Bullio from JTB Towing and Recovery is part of our Business Spotlight. It's heard the third Friday of every month right here at your country, WYKR, and brought to you by Wells River Savings,